With this KLAM Sports Update for this Thursday, July 3rd, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com, the Lamar's Community Baseball team is going to wind down our regular season portion of sports broadcasts for the summer as they welcome in the Lynx of Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln for a baseball doubleheader. Coverage starts around 5:20, first pitch at 5:30. This will also conclude Lamar's Community's MRAC portion of their schedule. You can catch it all right here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. And of course, with postseason baseball at least starting on Saturday, these regular season contests starting to signify the end of the regular season for our area teams. Let's get you the rundown on yesterday's action on the KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll go to softball in the Wargo Conference, where number 12 ranked Hinton had to grind one out over Galen Catholic, but the Blackhawks do pick up the victory over the Jays by a score of 3-1. Megan Leary's two-run sixth-inning double was able to give the Blackhawks the lead for good. That was her only hit of the contest. Becca Lars got the scoring started for Hinton in the second inning, going 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Kayla Cypersmo was strong in the circle, allowing four hits, a run, and striking out five in seven innings. Galen Catholic's only run came right away in the top of the first inning on an RBI hit by Haley Lubin. She went 1-for-3. Grace Kellen went 1-for-3 with a run scored. Hinton finishes off the Wargo Conference portion of their schedule with that win over Galen Catholic, improving to 9-1 in the league and guaranteeing no worse than a second-place finish in conference play. Also in the Wargo Conference last night, number 10 ranked Hinton and number 10 ranked Akron Westfield ran their Wargo Conference record to 9-0 with an 11-3 victory over George Little Rock in five innings. That 9-0 mark for the Westerners in conference play now guarantees them at least a share of the Wargo Conference regular season title. The Westerners have not been able to share a portion of the conference title since 2021, and they can win the title outright later tonight when they play Galen Catholic. Remsen St. Mary's softball, they continue to win, getting a 10-5 victory over West Sioux. Mia Mackin went 1-for-3 with two RBIs. Now get this, her last three games, she's 4-for-8 with two doubles and six RBIs. Entering this week, prior to this week in the season, she had only recorded three RBIs all year. She's got six this week. Really nice run for Mackin. Sophia Harpinaw went 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI, and Josie Schwickerath had three hits with an RBI as well. The MMCRU softball team, they crushed Harris Lake Park 10-0 in four innings. Isabel Richardson went four innings in the circle, allowing three hits and no runs as the Royals finished their Wargo Conference schedule at 6-4. Remsen St. Mary's finished their conference schedule at 7-3. Finally, in Wargo Conference softball, Hartley Melvin Sanborn picked up an 11-6 victory over Trinity Christian. In the Western Valley Conference, the Kingsley Pearson softball team had a rough go of it at number 3-ranked Newell Fonda. The Mustangs downed the Panthers by a score of 16-0 in four innings. KP had a total of just two hits offensively as they finished the regular year with a 16-8 record. And, of course, they were regular season champs in the Western Valley Conference at 8-1. Also in the WVC in softball, Ridgeview defeated both GGRA and Spencer by scores of 4-1 and 4-3, respectively. OABCIG beat Alta Aurelia 8-2. MVAOCOU was a winner over IKM Manning 9-3. Woodbury Central was one run better than Sioux Central by a score of 7-6. To baseball yesterday in the Wargo Conference, in a contest that we brought you here on KLAM, Hinton secured at least a second-place finish in the Wargo Conference with a 9-1 victory over Galen Catholic, a dominant showing at home on senior night for the Blackhawks. One of the dominant performers for Hinton was Logan Kempema. He went six innings as the starting pitcher, allowed a hit, no runs, and struck out three batters. Hinton head coach Cale Kramer says he's just got a lot of weapons to his arsenal and uses them well.
He's just kind of a crafty lefty, you know. He's going to try to hit spots, and he's got some good off-speed, and he's able to locate pretty good. So I just like his ability to go out and compete. You know, he doesn't back down from challenges. We try to put him on the mound in our biggest games, and he finds a way to step up on those nights and give our team the best effort to win.
But his strikeout pitch, as we mentioned, only three of them. It certainly wasn't up to its par like it normally is. That was no problem for Coach Kramer's bunch, as he says the team has embraced being good on the defensive side.
I think our defense all season long has kind of been our backbone, really. I think we're on pace to probably break a school record for fielding percentage, and that's just a testament to them being locked in on every pitch and ready to go. And you know, and that's just so gives so much confidence to our pitchers, knowing that all right, if I'm not on tonight, or you know, they're putting the ball in play, our guys are going to make plays behind them.
Brady Dunkel went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Kaysen Bouvey 2-for-3 with an RBI. And Caden Barrett, he went 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. And, of course, 3 other Blackhawks had a run batted in the contest. Hinton finishes the regular season at 21-4 and 8-2 in the conference, again guaranteeing no worse than a second-place finish in Wargo Conference baseball. Galen Catholic just had a really rough night and got started early when they left the bases loaded in the top of the first inning and failed to get a good scoring chance again until inning number 7 when Owen Sievers went 1-for-3 with an RBI, scoring Drake Hodson, who had 2 hits and that run scored. But that tough night turned into frustration for Galen Catholic, both offensively and defensively, and head coach Loy Kraft says the Jays have to do a better job of putting those mistakes behind them, especially with postseason baseball right around the corner.
When your pitchers are working their butts off out there, and you know they don't see the effort to go and make a play for them, it just dominoes, you know. And you, as a coach, you start trying to set examples, and you know what, if you don't want to play with some effort, we're going to make some changes, trying to light a fire on them to go and battle for each other. You know, if you lose a game, that's fine, you're going to lose them, but how do we lose them? You know, are we going to hang our heads and just let them run all over us, or are we going to let them know that they were in a fight?
The Jays have one more game left today to finish their regular season on a high note. Also in Wargo Conference baseball, number 1 ranked Remsen St. Mary's polished off a perfect Wargo Conference season with a 12-2 win over West Sioux in 6 innings. The Hawks went 20-1 in the regular season, 10-0 in conference play, and they win the Wargo Conference title after Akron Westfield got the conference crown last year in 2024. Colin Holman went 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, and 3 RBIs. Keaton Harpinaw 3-for-4 with a double and 3 RBIs. He also pitched 3 innings, allowing 3 hits, 2 runs, and striking out 7. The Akron Westfield baseball team, boy, they were in a roller coaster, especially late against George Little Rock. The Westerners were leading 8-2 going into the 7th inning. Akron Westfield then gave up 7 runs in the top of the 7th to trail 12-8 going into the bottom of the 7th inning. And then the Westerners scored 5 runs to walk it off late on a walk that produced a run in the process. Hayden Wahlberg had a big 2-run single in the bottom of the 7th inning that tied the game. He went 2-for-4. Brock Hansen 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Matthew Swankett had 2 runs batted in as the Westerners stave off a massive upset bid from George Little Rock, defeating the Mustangs 13-12. MMCRU baseball finished their regular year off with a bang, a 16-2 win in 5 innings to improve to 17-3 overall. And they finished the Wargo Conference schedule at 7-3. Lucas Brown, he drove in 4 runs in the victory. Eli Schlanger did a little bit of everything, going 2-for-3 with a triple, 2 RBIs, 5 innings of work, allowing 2 runs on the hill and striking out 11. And Mason Grage went 2-for-2 with a double and an RBI. Also in Wargo Conference baseball, Trinity Christian dominated Hartley Melvin Sanborn 15-1 in 5 innings. In the Western Valley Conference in baseball, Kingsley Pearson down St. Albert 15-13 behind Easton Nissen's monster performance, 4-for-4, 2 doubles, a home run. He drove in 6 runs in the victory. Landon Howe went 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs, while Sam Duskett, he was able to produce 2 runs with his bat as well. Western Valley Conference baseball continues with Westwood falling to Spirit Lake 17-4 in 5 innings. OABCIG downed Alta Aurelia 13-2 in 5 innings. MVAOCOU was an 11-4 winner over Missouri Valley, and Ridgeview took down Storm Lake 9-5. All of those baseball and softball scores from the area, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. And today is a new day. It is certainly some more regular season finales around the area. Let's give you the rundown of the sports schedule. In softball, the Missouri for Activities Conference, Lamar's Community, they welcome in Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln for a doubleheader. Sioux City East is at Bishop Heelan. Sioux City North is at Sergeant Bluff Luton, while Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Sioux City West. In Wargo Conference softball, Galen Catholic hosts Akron Westfield. Again, a win for the Westerners tonight, and they will lay claim solely to the Wargo Conference crown. A loss for Akron Westfield means they'll share it with Hinton. MMCRU is at Unity Christian tonight in softball. Lawton Bronson takes on Remsen St. Mary's in Remsen. Hinton will match up with Woodbury Central at Hubbard Park in one more contest. Western Christians at Trinity Christian, Alta Aurelia at HMS, and it's Cherokee at South O'Brien. To baseball in the Missouri for Activities Conference, our doubleheader for you tonight features Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln at Lamar's. Coverage starts around 5:20. Sioux City East is at Bishop Heelan. That will determine the Missouri for Activities Conference champion in baseball. Sioux City North is at Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Sioux City West. Wargo Conference baseball, these two teams are battling it out for third place. It's Akron Westfield at Galen Catholic, and Western Christian is at Trinity Christian in baseball in the Wargo Conference. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports. And make sure you tune in tonight to some high school baseball. Lamar's Community finishes their MRAC regular season conference schedule, hosting Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. First pitch around 5:20 right here on KLEM. Well, this has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.